coming up on All Access.
It's a very special night for Amanda and I to be part of the dedication here at Wesleyan School. We both went to, we both participated in athletically, and we're student athletes here at Wesleyan.
Let me ask you this. You were traded a week before the season began. Did you get a chance to catch your breath?
Finally, kind of started to figure out things are, where things are, where the bathroom is.
Where the bathroom is. So, yeah. Denver, you got something circled here with their defense.
Well, they're a very disciplined defense, and the guys that play in the box, they're very hard to run against.
All right, we're going to do this word association. We'll do some words, and then I'll have a couple catchphrases. All right, Von Miller.
Oh.
Bye 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 week, and happy trails for the Patriots as they hit the road for five of the next 6 weeks. First stop, a Sunday night showdown at their personal house of horrors. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. New England won four in a row. Denver has lost four in a row. So this should be a layup, right? Well, you haven't been paying attention to your Patriots history. Mile High, or whatever they're calling it this week, has always been a challenge, primarily because Denver historically fields good teams. We'll preview the Broncos game, but we began with a report on the Patriots. Dan Rhodes tells us that they return from their bye week hoping to play their best football of the year.
After a long weekend off, the Patriots return to work Monday, rested and ready to tackle the second half of their season.
You're going to have some lumps and bruises, you know, along the way. And, you know, to get another extra week under your belt and, you know, to kind of, like I said, you know, get refreshed and things like that is very important.
For the sixth year in a row, the Patriots are 6-2 or better at the halfway mark. But to Bill Belichick, November and December is when the football season starts.
This is about the time when everyone starts, you know, so you see what you're made of. So none of them are going to be easy. So we're going to have to play you know, better than we played, and that's what our goal is.
As for the team's health, linebacker Shea McClellan is done for the season, while there are concerns about Malcolm Brown, Marcus Cannon, and Chris Hogan. In other words, that next man up mantra.
Every game I go out there and just knowing it's just like, hey, I might have to play today. And like I said, I'm ready.
The Pats added veteran defensive tackle Ricky Jean-Francois to the roster this week. And it appears quarterback Stephon Gilmore is closer to returning after missing three games due to a concussion.
What you sign up for is part of the game injury, so, you know, you just got to find a way to bounce back and, take it day by day.
As the week came to a close, the Patriots added some depth at tight end, reuniting with the recently released Marty Bennett.
Little Jimmy needs some food.
Yes, sir.
Let's eat today. Eat on three. One, two, three, eat.
He knows the system. He knows the environment. He knows the energy when you walk into the building every day. And Marty B is back.
And now it's on to Denver, a team that at 3-5 will be desperate and fighting for its season.
We're in a must-win situation to stay in the playoff picture, and you just got to come and bring it and bring it from the beginning for the whole game.
Since Bill Belichick took over as coach of the Patriots, the Pats have the best first half of the season mark at 97-38. The next best mark, the Denver Broncos at 85-49. From the CBS scene for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Danny, thank you very much. Joining me now is Mike Feast and Paul Perullo in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio. Top of the show. We're made it again. Back. State of the team. Patriots coming off the bye week. They should be rested. They should be fired up and ready to go. But the state of this football team right now, what is it?
I think it's a little uneven. I think if you look at what happened during the bye week, Mike, a lot of really good things for the Patriots, happened. The Bills lost, the Dolphins lost, the Chiefs lost. You know, Ezekiel Elliott gets to play in that game. Didn't look like he was going to. He certainly helped, Dallas beat Kansas City. A lot of different things went the Patriots' way. But then as we're getting ready now, you know, to head to Denver, I think some of the injury news hasn't been great.
Yeah, that's where I would focus on the health of the team. Right. Chris Hogan with the shoulder, probably not going to be ready. Malcolm Brown, defensive tackle, ankle, probably not going to be ready. They sign a player this week to add some depth there. So those are two significant guys, which what does that mean? Philip Dorsett, your time to step up at wide receiver if Hogan isn't there. What can he do at defensive tackle? More from Alan Branch. You know, remember, he was a healthy scratch earlier this year. Going to need more from him. So the health of the team, you'd love to be 100%. You probably never are at this point in the year, but you need to call on that depth.
And you guys haven't even mentioned Dont'a Hightower, done for the year. Shea McCollum, done for the year. I mean, these are two key guys.
Yeah, well, you know, the Hightower situation, I think we've had a couple of weeks now to sort of process that and sort of understand that he wasn't likely. I mean, it officially, he was moved to IR during this week, but I don't think any of us envisioned him being part of the equation. The McClellan thing is a little different. It's unfortunate because I think they lose a spot now. One of these two potential designated to return IR guys, I think they had him ticketed for one of them. He had started practicing. Evidently, there was some kind of a setback, and it doesn't look like you're going to get to see him. So,
and let's just go big picture. I mean, 6-2.
Right.
You know, Pittsburgh's the only team with the same record, but they would technically be ahead of you in the conference in a tiebreaker situation right now. It hasn't been as decisive as I think we all thought it would be.
Certainly not me.
But still, where you want to be at this point in the year.
All right. Well, I want you guys back later in the show.
We'll be back.
We'll be ready.
We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
Listen in on Devin McCourty, mic'd up from the Chargers game.
Hey! Great play! Great play, Jay!
I know if they feel
Bill
like
Belichick fills us in on his team after the bye week.
Physically, it's good to get refreshed. Mentally, it's kind of good to take a little bit of a break.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
You got a chance to come out here and play football. It's a blessing. Build character today. Dominate all day because we get this opportunity.
Hey, no better way of energy than making plays from the beginning all the way to the end.
Watch the ball.
Hey, watch the ball. Hey, watch the ball.
Hey, watch the ball. Back up.
Back up.
Hey, watch the ball.
Short.
No!
Hey, Wildcat! Wildcat! I got him! No, stay there. Hey, I got the motion! I got the motion! Hey, dude! Alert motion! Great play. Great play, Dave.
Now Novak again to re-kick from the 30. 10, 15, 20. Deion Lewis, first pass, 25, 30. Outside to the 40. Lewis to the 45, 50. Pass Novak down the right side, 35.
Hey, good game, bro. Pleasure playing against you, man. Hey, keep doing your thing, bro. You're a good player, bro. Keep balling.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access here after the bye. Good to see the coach again. Phil, I haven't seen you in about 4 weeks. Did you get things accomplished during the bye? Bucket list? Maybe paint a couple rooms in the house?
We did. Crossed off a couple things. Good to get a good couple of good nights' sleep and you know, really just kind of get refocused on the second half of the season, get a little bit of a jump on Denver and, you know, get ready to go.
There you go. Okay, you got a new backup quarterback in Brian Hoyer. You've had him before. So it's a system guy. He understands the system. And Brian's gone to other teams and he's played. What do you see that's different about him than the last time that he departed here in New England?
Brian has a little bit more experience. He's, you know, definitely had some playing time. I think he's got a better, sense of, you know, how a defense really plays in a game situation. Not that he didn't have before, but he's had more game experience and, more opportunity to see those things live. In the quarterback meetings, he has some good suggestions, some good thoughts, and you can tell it's from a good, you know, background of experience and you know, let's say a little more advanced view of the game than he had, you know, when he was here.
A little more money too, right?
So. A little bit.
All right, on to Denver. You talked earlier in the week about the competitiveness of the league, and it's about when you face a team. They've lost four in a row. But yet, you look at them on tape, and you know Denver as good as anybody from, seems like we're playing them every year or playing them in the playoffs or an AFC championship game. How dangerous is this game?
Yeah, well, we've played them 10 times in the last 7 years, so it's kind of like a division game.
Yeah.
Look, what they did in Philadelphia last week, we're not going to get that. They're playing at home. It's Sunday night. We're going to get, you know, a great effort from them, and hopefully we'll be able to match that and play a very competitive game. But this is a good football team. They're at the top of the league in every defensive category. They're very explosive on offense with the running backs, Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, of course, and in the kicking game, you know, the returners, McKenzie, they're very explosive as well there, too, with, you know, strong late kickers that can make long field goals and change field position in the punting game. So it's an explosive team. It's a dangerous team. They can turn the ball over those strip sacks. They can score from anywhere on the field. And they play very, very good on defense. I mean, they make it work for every yard.
All right, they got a new head coach, and we've been through this before, whether it was John Fox or whether it was Gary Kubiak. It seems like, you know, coaches could go through there, but yet, you know, it's a very good team. You look at Vance Joseph and the Miami defense that he ran from a scheme perspective. Is it still some of the same stuff that Wade Phillips did when he was here that carried over, or is this sort of, boy, I'm watching Miami on tape, but it's really Denver uniforms?
I'd say very closely linked to last year's defense or Wade's defense. Okay. Joe Woods is the defensive coordinator, and Woods was on Phillips' staff, coach's secondary, and so he's kind of taken over last year's defense. Joseph's obviously, you know, implemented some of his ideas, and it's not the same as what we saw last year, but I'd say it's more similar to last year's defense than it is to Miami's defense. So odd spacing, a lot of under, a lot of five-man rush, man-to-man coverage, different than the four-man line that they played in Miami last year.
All right, Coach, time now for the ace ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @MikeRobideau, talking about the bye. What's more beneficial, the physical edge that you gain or the mental edge that you gain by getting some rest?
Yeah, I'd say that one's right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
It's
take
both.
A quarter.
Yeah, it's both. Physically, it's good to get refreshed. Mentally, it's kind of good to take a little bit of a break. I know for the players, it's you know, nice to go through a week without having game plans and adjustments and other adjustments and situations and everything else. We're back in it now, but it's nice to have a few days where you know, you're not worried about, you know, 20 different things. If they happen, what do I do? And if they do this, we do that and all that. So I think it's good on both ends.
All right, good stuff right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it with the AskBB at the bottom. Belestrader, a lot of good stuff. Edge guys, running backs, take a look at everything.
Both, yep.
All right, good stuff right there. Hang tight. We'll do the Belestrader later in the show. But first, more Patriots All Access right after this.
What to watch for when New England travels to Denver for a mile-high showdown on Sunday night. Can the Patriots extend two recent streaks? They've won four in a row while the Broncos have lost four straight games. Hope New England likes the road. They play five of their next six away from Foxborough. It's their longest road game stretch since opening on the road for 5 weeks in 1967. A win for the Patriots would be Coach Belichick's 270th career win, which would tie him for third all-time with former Cowboys coach Tom Landry.
We're going to do this word association. We'll do some words, and then I'll have a couple catchphrases. Football. First thing that comes to your mind. Football.
That's my first love.
First love. Fame.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Uncomfortable.
Not that I know. I don't,
yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you
but,
do.
But, I mean, you deal with it really well. You really do. All right. Von Miller.
Ugh. Nightmare.
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 Band that you currently listen to?
You too.
You too?
Yeah.
Oh. Deshaun Watson.
Great young player. Been so impressive. I mean, it's been fun to watch.
Carson Wentz.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. I mean, different styles, but.
Sure.
You know, fun young quarterbacks.
Weightlifting.
I mean, I like it. You know, I like it. It's certainly to a point. Again, I think it's in balance in everything, but it's a great part of working.
25, right? We're not repping that.
Every once in a while, just to see what I can do. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly important for football players. It's certain in everybody's life.
Okay, I'm not going to answer this one, but I do have an answer to this one. Favorite away city that you like traveling to?
New York, because it's the closest.
Okay.
Because we get home the fastest.
I was either going to go there or Buffalo, because usually Buffalo.
One or the other.
1 o'clock games, we're back by 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite sport, not football?
Golf.
Golf?
Yeah.
Double beach.
To watch and play.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Favorite junk food that you don't eat, but if you could eat it, that you would splurge on it?
Ice cream or a cheeseburger. But I do eat those.
Yeah.
I just don't eat a lot. Yeah,
good
every stuff. Once in a while.
Tom Brady at the break. Good luck the rest of the way,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, though.
All right, thanks
appreciate
for joining
it.
Us.
Thank you.
Coming up on All Access.
Later, a different side of Coach Belichick, who was honored during the bye week.
It's officially a Belichick hoodie.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
Coach of the Week, we honor Brent Williams and Catholic Memorial High School. The Knights are going to the Division I South Sectional Finals after beating BC High. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
First of all, I'm honored to be here to see my teammate. I met Brent when Brent was 22 years old. I was 27. We know Brent is in his first year here, and he and I talked a lot this summer. It's nice to see you doing what you're doing and you guys having the year that you guys are having. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Catholic Memorial High School football program in the name of Brent Williams. Congratulations.
Family on three, family on me. 1, 2, 3, family.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access presented by GEICO. The bye week presents an opportunity for Patriots coaches and players to get away from the game for a couple days. Among the things head coach Bill Belichick did was be honored with his daughter by his alma mater, Wesleyan University.
It's a very special night for Amanda and I to be part of the dedication here at Wesleyan School we both went to, that we both participated in athletically, and we're student athletes here at Wesleyan.
Hey, I was walking outside and I found this guy, and he knows a little bit about football. Let's welcome Coach Belichick.
Heard you had a great week. You know, just really try to focus on doing your job tomorrow, everybody taking care of their responsibility. Homecoming, especially for seniors, you know, guys, senior year, you'll remember this one. You'll remember this one for a long time. And, you know, I mean, I was here like 800 years ago, but my best friends, people that I've stayed closest to, are the ones that I played football and lacrosse with here at Wesleyan. It's a great part of college football. It really is. I'm glad that I had an opportunity to participate in it. So good luck tomorrow, and we'll be watching. We'll be pulling for you. To be able to give back and to be a part of that tradition and that experience for future generations is an awesome experience.
I can't say how proud I am to look up and see our name up there and feel so lucky to have been here for 4 years and since then to it just continues to have an impact on me every day.
One, two, three.
It's been something that my dad and I have always had a lot of pride in and have connected on. Just having that in common was always something special. So to be able to do this together and really give back to the school and something that we care about is important.
I think you're going to like it. So, three. I get the right one?
Yeah. It's officially a Belichick hoodie.
And I'd say for Amanda and I, the great thing about this school, you don't have to choose between being a student or an athlete. You can be both, as to be able to participate in intercollegiate athletics and also be challenged at a high level academically and in the classroom. I was more than challenged, so. But it was, you know, here, you really can do both, and I think it makes for a lot of well-rounded student-athletes that come out of the school. So thank you all for being here.
I think just the people here are so special, and it's such an, the learning happens everywhere.
Just when I drive or step on the campus, there's a comfort level, there's a feeling of home that I will always be there.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriot cornerback Johnson Bademosi. Good to have you on, my friend.
Thanks for having me, yeah.
Let me ask you this. You were traded a week before the season began.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to catch your breath?
Finally. I mean, we're through the first half of the season, had a bye week, and so I've kind of started to figure out things are where things are, where the bathroom
right.
is.
Where the bathroom is.
Like so, yeah.
How are things going for you so far?
Well, I think. I mean, every week is a new challenge, you know, trying to get another win and face a new team, but I think things are going well. So
you played your college ball in Stanford.
Did, yes.
That means you're smart. So you have to be able to pick up things quickly, which you have done, right?
Yes. So, but it's been kind of crazy, but mm-hmm. I've enjoyed every minute of it. So,
with Stephon Gilmore coming back now, how does your role change, or does it change?
We have a lot of talent on this team, mm-hmm. in our DB room, and at the corner position, at safety, and so on and so forth. And so, you know, I'm willing to do whatever they ask of me. If it's play cornerback, if it's, return my role on special teams.
Whatever it is, right?
If it's play wildcat quarterback, if they need me, so whatever they want
you
me.
You can do that too.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. So.
At one point, you were leading the team in tackles on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
How much pride do you take in that?
It isn't necessarily about numbers. It's just trying to be as productive as I possibly can and, mm-hmm. and make as many plays as I can. I think, I've made a couple tackles in my previous years, and we got a great special teams unit with the guys most people have heard about, as in with Nate Ebner and Matt Slater and other guys as well. If you want to include Brandon Bolden in there, Jonathan Jones.
Right.
I really could go down mm-hmm. down the
sure.
list of guys. And so every play, we got so many talented guys that are capable of making the play. So it's like who's going to make it? There's limited opportunities, so you try to take advantage of the opportunities.
You talk about making tackles, and you sort of specialize in tackling. Although, tell people what you played back in high school, in the day.
Yeah, I played a lot of rugby before high school and throughout high school. Played on the U.S. U-17 and U-18 team, and got to travel to England, Ireland, Spain, and France, and play against those countries and in tournaments and so on and so forth. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Coming off the bye week, mm-hmm. now you're going to Denver.
Denver, yeah.
Now, a team that cannot be overlooked, even though they're struggling.
Uh-huh.
Well,
how important
is this getting back on the right track here?
They're a very, very talented team across the board. It's an AFC opponent,
mm-hmm.
One that we know well. One that we've faced pretty much every year, and so I don't think we can take this team lightly. I mean, they're going to give us their best shot, and we're going to give them ours.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Johnson Bademosi, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. We'll be right back.
the end zone. It is intercepted in the end zone.
Goes to the right. Fires.
It is intercepted in the end zone. And going over 100 yards for a touchdown.
Fires to the right, and it is called caught. The side of his caught there by Randy Nelson, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Aaron Stockett takes down the quarterback. Denver celebrates. This is pointing ahead. He's going to be hit from behind and dropped.
They're running twists. They're running game.
Not a ghost. Robinson down the middle. Intercepted by Miller at the 20. Looks like Miller jumped the snap count, and he sacks Brady.
Ball flat to Denver, second time in 3 years.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Denver Broncos.
Yeah, mile high, because it's cold here. It's going to be cold there. So I'm glad we got this inclement weather to kind of show exactly what's going to be going on.
You know what really hurts is when it's cold, you get hit by a defensive player.
It does
player.
Hurt.
Vaughn Miller, number 58, heck of an edge rusher. How are we going to stop?
I think there's a bunch of different ways. And the first way, okay, you be the end. You be Vaughn Miller. You look like Vaughn Miller. You're dressed in a suit. But you look good. All right,
flash.
If you watch what Lane Johnson did to him last week, yes, the Denver Broncos got beat down by Philly. But a couple things that Lane Johnson did just to kind of just show Vaughn Miller different looks. The first one, he kind of short set him on a screen and whipped him upfield. He fell to the ground and he came by. That's one look. The second look is the obvious one, right? You're going to make sure you have help. You step back short, wait for him to come up, and then show presence with either back or tight end.
Now, what the Patriots have done from the third down back position, whether it's Deion Lewis or James White, the ability to scan. Now, it's going to be up to Brady to set protection, meaning where's the mic? Are we going to slide to Vaughn Miller? If not, if you're sliding the other way and it's one-on-one, guess where I'm scanning? Where number 58 is. So to what Christian's saying, you block here, you keep coming up, I'm going to cut him down and make sure we keep him away from number 12.
See, here's the thing, though. He is relentless. So the more looks, the more different,
other things
different
you can
varieties
do.
You can do with him, the better.
Yeah, so you can run the screens, you can run draws. Trust me, over the years, and you've blocked these guys, good defensive rush ends, they hate when the football is run where? Right at them.
Oh, and they hate when people go around their legs. So cut block him. Yeah. And that doesn't mean it has to come from a an offensive lineman. It can come from a back. And then you can have one level. So let's say you're the tight end, right? You go out on a pass play. All I want you to do is short set him and just show presence. So he pauses. And then here comes the back. And as soon as he disengages from the tight end, I whip him right at his legs, man. He's going to hate it. He's going to be freaked out. And hopefully it just slows him down because that's all you really want to do.
The biggest thing is you got four backs, so rotate those guys. Wear number 58 down. Speaking of wear down, I can't breathe.
It's so thin.
Hey,
it's so thin.
Time now for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
They're back at Sports Authority Field this weekend, and Denver's feeling better about their chances, knowing that they're 3-1 so far on the season at home.
Trust the process. You know, I mean, you're gonna have some adversity during the season. You know, you can't panic. You can't simply stop doing what you believe in. You know, so trust in the process, stand with it, keep pushing the players and pushing the coaches, and you'll come out of it.
Regardless of our record, we have a huge game Sunday night against a great opponent. We're still in the thick of everything, and so we have a lot to play for.
Now we are going to send it back to Scott Zolak and Coach Belichick in the studio to break down the Broncos. It's time now for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Getting set for the second half here, Coach. Denver, you got something circled here with their defense.
Well, there's a very disciplined defense, and the guys that play in the box or play into the offensive formation in the running game are very, very disciplined. They primarily play an under scheme, and they're very hard to run against. You can see here, that's Pico, a good addition for him. You can see the
Cincinnati kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
See the basic alignment of the defense. This is what we call a true one-gap defense. So everybody's in a gap, and no matter how many people you bring into the formation, then they bring one more in and cover that extra gap that's created. So here you have everybody, you know, in their gap, and if there's any space in the gap, like right here, then the linebacker will run through and fill that gap. So everybody's in their space, and if the ball cuts back away from the gaps that are taken, then eventually there's an unblocked player at the end of the line of scrimmage to make the play. So a very, very disciplined defense. They're strong. They're powerful up front. They knock the line of scrimmage back, and there's one more of them than you have.
Yeah, so that doesn't work then when they outnumber you. especially up front.
That's right. They have one more than you do. So running the ball is they do a very good job defending the run, and you know, running the ball is a big, you know, big challenge for us, as it has been for every team. Here's an example of you know, only one wide receiver in the game. So you know, all the blockers here, we have a total of 9 defenders in the box, one receiver, and you know, free safety back here. So it's, you know, it's 9 against 8 blockers. Again, they do a very good job of, you know, using their hands and attacking the line of scrimmage. Here, the line of scrimmage is, it's called the 18-yard line. And now the line of scrimmage is kind of back here around the 16. So they do an excellent job of creating movement into the offensive side of the ball, knocking the blockers back, and playing into those gaps, the ones that we just showed on the play before.
Seems like their defense, too, you know, based on some of the veterans they have, they get excited. You know, when they make a big play, tends to get them going as far as momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. They play with great emotion, great intensity. So here's that same look again. Everybody's in a gap. One guy on the outside. Miller's here, so there's an extra overhang player here from Simmons. And, again, it's hard to get outside of him because there's an overhang guy on each side. Everybody's in a gap. And, again, if there's any space like there is here, then when Parks sees that, then he runs through. So any double-team block really doesn't exist. Here, if they try to double-team a guy on the line of scrimmage, the defender will run through the line of scrimmage and pull the double-team off. So now that creates a single block on Miller or Ray if it's on the other side of the line, however it goes. So there's a good look at everybody in their gap. All the gaps are taken up. Runner doesn't see anywhere to go. Eventually, he comes back to the backside where there's an unblocked player, and there's no room back there either. So very good disciplined defense, hard to run against, and true one-gap team.
True one-gap team, okay. All right, moving on here against the Chargers.
Well, on the offensive side of the ball, this is a very good running team. They do a good job of getting movement, double-team blocks. Coach McCoy runs a lot of double-team blocks and, you know, plays where they get movement on the line of scrimmage. C.J. Anderson's an excellent back. He's a strong downhill runner. He can also make people miss a running game like he does here. This is Sanders, wide receiver, coming in. Manuel Sanders coming in, cracking on the strong safety. So, you know, makes a really good block there on a die on a strong safety, and gets Anderson in some space. Anderson runs hard, does a good job of breaking tackles in the secondary and lowering his shoulder and getting a couple extra yards on contact.
Could be a 4-yard gain. That turns into like a 20-yard gain just based on receivers blocking downfield. I know you guys stress it too with your guys.
Right. So, again, here's the, wow, you know, here's the play. It's a good cut by Anderson. Again, a little misdirection on the play with the tackle, with the tight end going back across the formation. That confuses the linebackers here for the Chargers. So they're all running over here. Anderson's running here into space. There's the crack block right there on a die by Sanders. And now it's one-on-one with Anderson. You see Anderson takes a 4-yard gain, turns it into 20 with, you know, good running after a good run to break that tackle.
All right.
Similar play here against Kansas City.
This athletic front, too, that Kansas City has.
Yeah, very athletic. And, again, the double-team block here. You can see the amount of – we talked about the Denver defense, how strong they were at the line of scrimmage. Well, here's the line of scrimmage. Let's call it the 25. And there's the new line of scrimmage now. It's maybe the, you know, 27, 28-yard line. Nobody across the 25 for sure. So it's all on their side of the line of scrimmage. So talk about, you know, Denver trying to get the ball downhill. You know, there's the double-team block. They double-team, double-team the three technique about 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. And then that's just, you know, Anderson running hard behind his pads, running strong for about 15 yards. So their running game, you know, helps set up the passing game. They have excellent backs with Anderson, Booker, and of course, Jamal Charles. You know, here's a good look at that double-team block again, running strong. So, you know, being able to run the ball and stop the run is going to be key for us.
Great challenge. Good start to the second half. Sunday Night Football. Good luck against the Broncos.
All right. Thanks, though.
All right. There you go. There's your Bellis Trader. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
would this ring look on your finger?
Super Bowl champions, open your rings now.
Win your very own authentic Super Bowl ring. It's the same ring as the team received, with all proceeds going to charity. Go to patriots.com/ring raffle for details.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Let's talk about where the Patriots are going. Let's talk about the travel for a second, because now they're going to the Mile High City of Denver, but they're going away for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. I think not only you have the situation that's kind of unique that you're playing two games in altitude back-to-back, but when you have those kinds of significant trips, we've seen the Patriots do this a little bit. I think, what, 14 with Green Bay and then out to San Diego, and even further back, I think they stayed out for a couple of West Coast games. So I think it makes some sense. I think it's always good for the team to sort of get away. They've been home a lot during the first half. It's not going to be that way in the second half. Spend a little time together coming out of the bye. Makes some sense.
I spoke with Rob Ninkovich and Kyle Arrington, former Patriots, about that 2014 trip. And I said, do you like it? Do you dislike it? And they actually both said, we really liked it. And part of the reason why is when you're a little bit of an older player, usually when your workday is done, you go home to your wife, your kids, and that's it. But in this situation now, it brings them together, the team. They'll spend time together. Yeah. There's a bonding element to it that both Rob Ninkovich and Kyle Arrington talked about. So I thought that was interesting. And you know Bill Belichick, who is head coach slash head educator, will probably have something special for the team in terms of an experience that he'll want to educate them about, maybe in the military or something like that.
The Denver Broncos are a wounded animal. Is this a good time to play Denver or not a good time to play Denver?
Yeah, I mean, frankly, Denver's a mess. Offensively, they cannot get out of their own way. They turn the ball over a ton. I think 19 turnovers, you know, at the bottom of the league or close to it. Losers are four in a row, Mike. I don't know. I mean, I understand all the history that goes into playing in Denver, and it's not good for the Patriots. Even when they win, it's not good. I mean, it's a struggle. Mm-hmm. And the difference is this is not a very good Denver team, and they're reeling, losing four in a row. Yeah, Perfect time to play them.
And I agree with Paul. The flip side, I guess, would be, you know, eventually they're going to turn it around, right, because the league's so up and down. But the way I look at it is this. When the schedule came out and you looked at, like, what's the hardest part of the Patriots' schedule, it was probably these two games coming up on the road at Denver in Mexico Oakland. Against Oakland. And now, given, you know, 8-9 games of backlog that we have, would you say the same thing? No. And to me, that's why it's a good time to play Denver.
Why is it that the Patriots seem to struggle in Denver?
Yeah, I mean,
Denver has been a house of horrors.
And it's fact. I mean, it absolutely is a legitimate thing. But to
and
me,
why are they so favored now, heavily favored now?
Well, I mean, you look at it, you know, more than a touchdown favorite. That's unheard of. I mean, they may be favored at times in Denver, but never like this, never such a consensus favorite. But I think the biggest thing, and I hate to fall back on Bill Belichickisms here, but Denver's usually very good. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're going out there to play a team, it's just like, you know, the Patriots are so tough to play in Foxborough as a general rule. Well, the Patriots are generally better than the teams they're playing against. So at home, it's going to be doubly tough to beat them. Denver almost always has a good football team. And when they do, they're extremely tough to beat at home. That's not the case this year. We'll see how it unfolds on Sunday, but I don't think the Broncos are a very good football team. They've lost four games in a row, and offensively, they're setting the game back decades.
And then you couple that with a great football environment. I thought it was interesting to hear Tom Brady talk this week how when Bill Belichick got the team together in their first meeting of the week, he said they've sold out games for 47 straight years. So you have, you know, certain environments in the NFL, this, Pittsburgh. I might even add Seattle of recent years, you know, to that, where you just know you're going into a special environment where the fans know the game and they create an added obstacle for you.
After seeing all that, prediction time.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Patriots are going to win the game, but I do have a lot of respect. As much as I've said that I don't think Denver's a very good team, I have a lot of respect for the defense. I just think that they're asking way too much of the defense, and that's what you saw in that Philadelphia game. They've given up 51 points, not because they forgot how to play defense suddenly. They've given up knowing that the offense can't move the football.
Yeah.
So I think the first quarter is absolutely enormous in this game. If the Patriots can come out and put points on the board early and get that defense over there in Denver saying this is another one of those games we can't move the ball, I think it could be relatively easy, 24-13 Patriots.
I think the Patriots are ready to make their move here in the second half. And I perfectly placed by. I'm just going to get right to it. I'm going to say Patriots 27, Broncos 23.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, Steve, thanks.
Great job as usual. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton.
Have a great week, everybody.